Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, it's 6:53, 7 till 7, joined by Congressman Garrett Graves. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing well. How about you?
I am okay. Somebody texted in and said, tell Congressman Graves, thanks for getting rid of the windfall elimination provision, penalizes civil servants that receive pensions, Social Security's reduced. You wrote the bill. It passed in the House and is now going to the Senate next week. So people are paying attention, Garrett.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This has been going on for 40 years now. We've been trying to get this thing fixed. And first time ever, it's passed the House of Representatives and now on the cusp of getting through the Senate and getting to the president's desk.
Tell me what the House has unanimously approved as it relates to disaster recovery.
Yeah, Tommy, this is just amazing. There was an Inspector General report that came out a few months ago that said that FEMA has over $70 billion in unprocessed claims, effectively. And so what this means is if the city of New Orleans, if Jefferson Parish has submitted claims to FEMA to have reimbursements for debris removal, reimbursements to help rebuild pump stations from flooding and things like that, FEMA's sitting on the claims. We found claims dating all the way back to Hurricane Katrina. And so what happens is that it's not an option to not pay these things. So you end up having communities that are cutting other government services in order to foot the bill for FEMA. And so what we did is we said, you know, we've got to change this equation. We flipped it over to where FEMA has to pay an interest cost. They have to cover interest costs for all delays. So if the city of New Orleans, if Jefferson Parish, if St. John Parish, St. Charles wants to instead say, look, we're going to pay it, but we're going to go get a loan from the bank to cover these costs so our citizens aren't suffering from other lost government services. We had to cut $20 million from here to pay this FEMA cost. Now FEMA's on the hook for it. So every day they delay, it's going to cost FEMA more money. So we're trying to flip over the incentive mechanism and have FEMA have an incentive to process claims quickly, not sit on them for decades.
6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWO, talking to Representative Garrett Graves. Let me talk about this $70 to $71 billion. You know, pretty soon you could be talking about real money, Garrett. Of unprocessed claims, has that money been allocated? Is there a pile of $70 or $71 billion sitting somewhere that FEMA has yet to spend, or is that money got to be allocated by Congress? I'm just wondering about the process there.
Isn't that amazing? So the Inspector General reports indicates that this money that is effectively sitting in the bank. And so what it does, Tom, is it begs the question. You hear FEMA out there saying, oh, we need more money to cover cost in Florida for Hurricane Francine, for Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. We obviously have some damages from Hurricane Francine in Louisiana. So FEMA is now begging Congress, the White House is begging Congress for tens of billions of dollars, maybe even in excess of $100 billion, ultimately for FEMA to receive as a result of these new hurricanes. And I'm scratching my head saying, wait a minute, you've got over $70 billion sitting in the bank right now. If those claims you obviously think aren't important, why are you suddenly coming and asking Congress for tens of billions or $100 billion more?
Not to mention, and again, you know, I'm just a dumb West Bank guy that's got a couple hundred bucks in the Whitney Bank, and I see what that generates in interest. But $71 billion, I got to believe, Garrett, is generating some income in and of its own, right? And where's that going?
Well, so dollars like that are supposed to be invested in what they refer to as treasury resources, T-bills, and things like that. Mm-hmm. In some cases, those dollars, those interest payments go directly back into the fund. In other cases, they go into a general fund of the United States government, but they definitely are drawing interest. But you raise a great point. You know, is the current mechanism actually incentivize FEMA to not pay because they're generating more money off of the dollars on the backs of disaster victims that have already been through a hurricane or a forest fire or other type of catastrophe? This is once again, and Tommy, I've used this term when you and I have spoken in the past, but it's once again our own federal government re-victimizing disaster victims because of their bureaucracy, and there's just not an incentive for them to actually perform efficiently. It's not like it's a competition where if they don't do it well, somebody else is going to come in and take it over and do the job. And that's what this legislation tries to do, is to flip that over to actually begin incentivizing appropriate work or efficient work, and rather than allowing them to sit back and have these claims sitting out there for years or decades.
I see a story mentioning you as maybe the new head of FEMA. FEMA administers flood insurance. Would you be interested in that job? Has anybody approached you about that job? And let's start there, and then we'll go to flood insurance.
Yeah. Look, so we've had folks reach out asking about our interest. We've had a number of folks that have recommended that we do that job to the Trump transition team. Tommy, I kind of have mixed feelings. Do I think I could do it well? Do I know the FEMA process and where their problems are? Do I think I could go in there and blow it up? Yes. Do I think that I would get incredibly frustrated? Yes. Am I a good bureaucrat? No. I'm concerned I probably would get fired after about a month for actually fixing and doing things.
Hang on a minute now.
So not real sure.
From what, and look, I'm just talking about flood insurance. That's why I'm advocating for you here, Garrett. That's why I'm trying to convince you to take the job. But it seems like there could be a mentality in Washington right now to blow it up, right? I mean, if you look at Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and whoever these other people are, I mean, maybe you could make some headroads into FEMA. What do you think?
Yeah, now is definitely the time, I think, to do some of these bigger reforms and really shake things up. I just think that the position is going to need some law changes. I don't think it's structured properly. It's buried in Department of Homeland Security. Congressman Moskowitz of Florida and I have legislation to pull it out, make it a cabinet-level agency to where it is that important, maybe even combining it with the Corps of Engineers by taking them out of the Department of Defense. I don't think it's relevant for them to be there anymore. So I do think some of these really big ideas that could make fundamental change, now is the time. But I'll say it again. I do think
you're the guy. Get President Trump's ear and get it done. Happy holidays, Garrett.
Hey, thanks, Tommy. You too. Take care.